Happy Monday, everybody. June 1st. We made it to June. Can you believe it? It's the longest month, I think, of my life. Well, maybe not my life, but probably your life. I've had longer months. You don't want to know the months I've had. Long months I've had. Monday. And a lot of things happening, obviously. What a weekend, huh? There's no sports, but we got the riots on TV. Ooh, get some Lay's chips. Hang out with the riots. Just can't even make this stuff up. Right before I pressed the record button, we moved the story on True Pundit that says, Mayor Bill de Blasio's daughter, Chiara, was arrested at a Manhattan protest. You go, Chiara, who looks like Grace Jones from Conan the Destroyer. What's going on here? She's railing against the oppression of wealth, growing up wealthy, and getting a college degree. God damn it. The struggle is real. She's out there protesting some type of an oppression. Give me a fucking break. There's a lot of rich kids out there who feel guilty about everything. You know what I mean? Who are out in the streets and taking part in this insanity. The NYPD does not like de Blasio, so I'm sure somebody, this is like a trophy pinch for somebody. Interesting, to say the least. So let's come back here. Hopefully I'll be in focus. There we go. We're getting better with the tech. And there's a lot of stuff going on. So if we have to go back to that screen, that's good. That's set up. Shout out to the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and patreon.com/truepundit. I always... And subscribestar.com/truepundit, where we're doing the video podcast of this show, Pain in the Morning. And as I've said, you'll watch a man come unglued right before your eyes. I'm sure you have watched a lot of people come unglued right before your eyes the last several days with everything going on. But just a little reminder. A little reminder for people. I might as well do that here. I'll get on Twitter and share the screen. So visual aids are good too, right? I like visual aids. Instead of just reading it, I can read it while you see it. So let's do this. I have to get used to this. I'm not used to this format where we can do video. I tweeted a couple hours ago a commercial break from the show, : when you wake up, you still can't leave the house. You likely are no longer employed. Your mortgage, rent, and bills are due. Today's June 1st. Pay me. So everyone's out there saying, great. It's great that you've had a break, but it's time to pay me. Food prices have skyrocketed, and your business is either shuttered from a phony pandemic or has been torched. Yikes. That's about the long and short of it. Let's go back here. Okay. And I'm back on this screen. This is fun. I'll get better at this. We're kind of doing something different, which is cool. I like to do different stuff. I see a lot of cement heads out there that are just railing about. You just go ahead. This has to stop. Stop it. That's all you got is anger. You don't have any perspective. I think these guys, I've been watching these fucking morons on television trying to tell us what's going on in the street. And even as these dopes on the internet and Twitter, these fucking little twerps that were in law school when I was out beating the streets as a reporter, covering explosions and mayhem and disasters and terrorist activity and terrorist bombings and all kind of crazy shit. And they were like at law school. And then they got out of law school to say, fuck, I suck as a lawyer. Maybe I'll go into journalism. Oh, thanks. Like, we don't have enough fucking assholes in this business. And they're out there telling you how things are. These guys never left their motherfucking desk. What the hell do they know about anything going on in the street? I'll give you an example. I told people weeks ago this was going to go down. And these dopes are like acting like it's a big surprise. I know what's coming. I've been down this road so many different times. You understand what's going on. You understand the game when you played it long enough and been in it long enough. Christ, if you don't, you're just not paying attention. These guys have been doing this for like 3 years. Like, oh, this is crazy, man. I never saw this coming. I said this was coming 6 weeks ago. For the last 6 weeks, I said, cops are playing with fire. Don't fuck with people. Something's coming. Could just feel it. Somebody said to me this weekend, journalist guy, now, how did you know about this? You've been saying this for quite a long time, and I find it a little bit suspect that you knew about this. Because I've been doing this for so long. This isn't anything new. This is human nature. Things come and go. When you oppress enough people, you're going to have blowback. This is blowback. Yes, it's not the form you thought it might come in, but there are traces of that being locked up for weeks and months, actually, throughout this situation. And it's not going away. I said it's going to be a long, hot summer, and I meant it. As far as, like, knowing stuff about it, you just know. It's hard for me to tell people. Somebody, you know, was pressing me. Well, how do you know? I just find it strange. Yeah. I don't know how I know. I just know. A lot of times you just get a feeling and it matches the other feelings you've gotten through the years. And then you can compare that to, you need like a lot of experience. That's all I could say, right? It's like somebody working the markets, you know, when something's coming, you don't need to check databases and all this stuff. You just know when something's going to pop if you've been doing it 20, 30, 35 years. And plus you also have to factor in, it's very simple, you have to factor in that whatever they were trying with this Corona con didn't work. So you know they're going to throw something else. The summer's coming. And I said this when New York City NYPD was pushing around like women with their kids in playgrounds. I said, you're digging yourselves a hole. You're digging. I said it on the More Pain show we do Tuesday nights on patreon.com/truepundit. With Crowdsource the Truth, I said it. And Jason was saying to me, well, we'll see. I said, we don't have to see. It's going to happen. They're digging themselves a hole by acting like thugs, chasing people without masks. What happens when you act like a jackass like that? You lose the support of the people out here. So there's a lot of people when they see a cop car get firebombed, like, yeah, well, you guys kind of had it coming. After, you know, you're chasing women around, tackling women in the street because they didn't have a mask on right. Tasing people in the street because they weren't 6 feet apart from each other. I'm right again. Unfortunately, and I said this, unfortunately, I didn't want it to happen, but it was going to happen. Should I go back like Fox News and do a collage of all the times I said it was going to happen so I can prove how great I am? No, fuck it. I'm just, people have been listening. I said this is going to, it's not done. Oh, this isn't over. Oh, no. You think this is over? No way. Absolutely not. Long summer. That's my guess. It's actually more than a guess, but I'm just going to say that some of the images, right, saw over the last couple days, frightening, freak show stuff, like Beirut, 1980s, Middle East, disturbing stuff, stuff you'd see in other parts of the world. And I've talked about that. I talked about it on here. I said, yeah, showed a couple of clips last week. I said, yeah, this is something you would normally see in a a dusty corner of the globe, a third-rate, third-world corner of the globe, but you're seeing it here now in Minneapolis, and the police completely, come on. What was going on there? I don't even know. With the police. But don't worry. I got it right here. Hold on. Before we start, we got some interesting stuff to tackle for a Monday. You see everything that happened in Minneapolis? The police were like running away from people and hiding. What the hell is going on? I just paying all that money for these people, and that's what they... But I saw a clip when I was making fun of them. Before I get started, I've had this song in my head all day after watching the news. I was originally going to like kick back this weekend and chill out a little bit, but it didn't work because there's so much happening. We said, oh, we got to cover this stuff. It's crazy. What's that song by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer? Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so happy you could attend. Come inside, come inside. This is what it's like. That song keeps going, replaying in my head. This is what it's like. The show that never ends since Trump's been elected. It's the show that never ends. Come inside, the show's about to start. You know that song, right? Guaranteed to tear your life apart. Should be change the lyrics. Guaranteed to tear your life apart. Come on, see the show. Yeah. Oh, we're fucking seeing it. Wow. Anyway, I don't know what the hell I was saying before that, but it doesn't matter. We'll just transition into the other thing. Best way to benefit us right now is True Pundit. Read True Pundit, a lot of news. We had a fucking great month, numbers-wise, in May. Unfortunately, it was for all the wrong reasons. Coronavirus and mostly coronavirus, which we've been very focused on. A lot of people are getting away from that. Talking about, ooh, the Pfizer investigation. Ooh, yeah, this was declassified. That was, shut the fuck up, dummies. Nothing's going to happen to those people. Those people are sitting at home laughing at us. Focus on your own life and the issues that affect your life. Right, those issues are so far above all of us. We have no control over any of that stuff. But what we do have control over is trying to get a little bit of our lives back to normalcy. I guess now the coronavirus is over. Basically, I mean, when people can gather to torch a building or chase police around or from different situations, but you're not allowing the class of 2020 to have a graduation ceremony, it pretty much means that this thing is over. It's like the scam is over, the whole thing. They're like, yeah, it's over. We got the riots here now. We don't have time for two of these things. So I guess the deadly pandemic takes a back seat to these television riots. What a crazy fucking time we live in. People saw me last night, Saturday night. I guess it's, yeah, two nights ago, but Saturday night. Are you going to do a podcast live? For what? Don't you have enough idiots to listen to? Maybe down the road, we've set up and have better infrastructure, we'll get involved in that. But the infrastructure has to be right, and I have to have things going the right way. And the weekends are important for us here because we used to go full bore. We did this for like 3 years, 2.5 years. We're coming up on a 4-year anniversary here. We used to go full bore, 7 days a week, 365 for like 3 years. I was like, you know, we're all, can't do it. It's not, first of all, it's not worth it, right? It's not worth it. So we'll take our time now. We do what we bust our asses. But on the weekends, you have to pull back a little bit. It's insane. This business will kill you. I've seen it kill people, literally kill people, destroy people. They get too wrapped up in it, and you can't let it do it. It's happened to me. It takes over your life. You're investigating somebody, it takes over your fucking life. It's crazy. And so you have to fight the urge to... It's a bitch. It's like running in front of a farm combine. I've said that a number of times. But so weekends, we pull back. It would, although last night was very interesting, the stuff that was going on. There was enough of that stuff going on the internet where people were commenting. Now, they don't have any goddamn perspective, like I said, because they've never been out of their fucking house or left their desk. So it's really interesting. I watched a couple of these streams. They're like, yeah, look at this. It's crazy. Yeah, remember, by the time I was a target, I never saw that. It's like, dude. People watch these guys. Anyway, I'm off on a tangent and a sidetrack, and we're 17 minutes in. We haven't talked about a goddamn thing, but these are strange times, unique times, frustrating times in a lot of ways, so it is what it is. Not everything is structured, and it's Monday, so who gives a shit? I'm easing into things. No, we've talked about some stuff. That's not being fair to myself. I saw this thing from the Minneapolis Police Department were putting out on Saturday during the day. I said, I have to read this. Actually, somebody read it to me on the phone, and I said, was it on the phone? It might have been in person. I don't know. And I said, you know what? Send that to me. So they sent it to me, and here it is. Now, keep in mind with what happened in Minneapolis as the backdrop when we read this. The Minneapolis Police Department recognizes a pattern of protest tactics that are happening across the country. One of these tactics is to try to take control of the local police precincts. Control, bitch, they burnt your joint down. We are aware of this and have security plans in place. Really? Wouldn't you fill the place up with gasoline? A modified plan like this was used to ensure the safety of the 5th Precinct on Friday night. We have no intelligence at this time at any residential targets, as these groups have been targeting commercial locales. If that's true, why did you march through residential places, neighborhoods, and shoot people with rubber bullets, you fucking hammerheads, while your city's burning? Bunch of jackasses. Looks good, though, right? Let the people know you're out there shooting rubber bullets into their houses. You can't make this stuff up. No wonder what happened to George Floyd happened. We do encourage people do what they can to make their properties less attractive to persons with ill intent. Please consider the following. These are the Minneapolis Police Department's tips. The guys who ran away from a bunch of idiots in t-shirts, skinny jeans, with no weapons. This is their tips for you to weather, since they won't be around to help you. They put out a tip sheet. Fucking unbelievable. The taxes you pay to these people. They put out a tip sheet. Hello, 911. What's the nature of the emergency? I'm under attack. Did you get the tip sheet? Refer to the tip sheet, sir. God damn it. How many times we got to take this call? One. Beware of suspicious activities in groups. That's a good tip. Two, be aware of large gatherings, especially if they're headed into your house with baseball bats or worse. Call 911 if you're witnessing suspicious activity. They had hundreds of calls to 911. You bitches were nowhere to be found. Remove anything from your lawn that could be flammable or a projectile through a window. What? This is the worst welcome wagon ever. Store dumpsters in your garage or move. The whole city's a dumpster. What the hell are you talking about? Or remove them to a hidden area in your backyard. Consider wetting down the inside contents if they have to be left outside in view. So I guess if you wet the inside contents in your dumpster down, then they won't start on fire. People try to like throw a match in there. I'd fill my dumpster up with about 8 inches of gasoline at the bottom and soak everything down with gas. You want to throw something in my dumpster or my trash can? Ba-boom! Guess what, sucker? You come back and find your arm tomorrow. That's my tip sheet. For legal reasons, I was just kidding. Keep the lights on and some windows open to hear noises that may be approaching. Keep the windows open so when they throw Molotov cocktails, your whole fucking house goes up in flames. What kind of why would you want to hear if they're coming? Keep the windows closed. Next thing you know, you got some fucking vagrant climbing in your window. What kind of tips are these? I mean, I worked a lot of security work. This would have never got past me. I mean, what? Who made this? Smithers, get over here. Is this you again? Lay off the malt liquor, for fuck's sake. Stay off the internet when you're drinking. Watch Channel 11 or Channel 4 for current information. Okay, thank you for that. You know, we didn't know what to watch while our house was being invaded. Can you guys hold on here? We're about to get the news. They just finished the weather, and they're going to get the wrap-up after the sports. You guys back the fuck off out there? Until we find out what's going on, this is bullshit. Have an escape plan. We know the Minneapolis police had an escape plan. Well, you know, maybe they can share theirs. Fuck's sake. Have an escape plan. And a to-go bag. What? This is like from a spy movie. When the shit hits the fan, the guy kicks in the drywall and picks out his go bag. It's got 10 grand in cash, all of his passports, and, you know, clean pair of underwear. Get the go bag. We got to roll. They're coming after us. We're all going to die. So you need to have a to-go bag if you live in Minneapolis. It says, remember to take along any medicines you may need. What the hell's my medicine? It's in the drywall, okay, honey? We told you. Oh, damn it. Got the go bag already. I forgot to take my medicine. Is that drywall still wet? Can we get that out of there again? Damn spackling. Charge your cell phones. Cell towers might go out. If the cell towers go out, what the fuck do you need a cell phone for? Have alternative ways to communicate with your neighbors and help them to make a plan in case things do get bad. How about smoke signals? Isn't that how the MPD, the police department, was communicating? Smoke signals from the roof of the third precinct? Jesus Christ. Alternative ways to communicate. Have a garden hose ready and untangled for possible use. To do what? Are we choking people out with the hose now? Or we stand on the lawn, stand on the roof and keep the house wet? You just wear a neon sign over your head. I don't even know. Check your floodlights and your door lights and keep them on. Soak. I knew it. I knew it was coming when I saw the garden hose. Soak down wood fences and surfaces. So get on the roof and keep your house wet. Keep your garbage wet. Open your windows and hide in your house and watch the news. If you have a little library, empty it. Those are those little libraries they have on people's front lawn where people can exchange books. It's like a really big mailbox. To empty it. They'll torch that. If you have a fire extinguisher, get it ready. You carry that around your pants. You might need it. Check on each other, especially older neighbors and the vulnerable. Isn't that your motherfucking job? What? We need you neighbors to get out there and do our job. Goddamn it. We're hiding. We're too busy. This is insane. For those who choose to stand outside watching homes or businesses, do not confront anyone. Call 911. Call another neighbor to be with you. Yeah. Hey, Jim, can you get out of here? I got a fucking horde out here. Jim, hey, how's the family? Lawn looks great. Could you come out here? There's 26 guys that want to burn my house down. Jim, God damn it. I just saw it. He was there, right? Now they turned the light. They closed the windows. Jim shut his goddamn... I know he's hiding from us. He just pulled the hose inside. Holy shit. I'm sorry. It has to be done. It's so stupid. These people are so stupid. What the fuck is going on in Minnesota? Jesus Christ. I don't even know how that's permissible. Mayor Skinny Jeans is out there, that fucking butter stick. First sign of problems, he melted like a butter stick. Now his problems are our problems, right? Now we're going to lose more civil liberties because the soy latte mayor is half a fucking sissy. It's always a problem with these guys. It's always the weak people who create problems for the regular strong people who can stand on their own. This fucking butter stick let his city burn to the ground. The cops were nowhere to be found. Now they're giving out tip sheets. Here's a tip sheet for the cops. Go fuck yourself, cowards. Turn in your badges, you hobos. Jesus Christ. Imagine having a professional job like that and you make them and you have no balls. No balls. Won't even stand up. Get out there, take some blows to the head. Saved by the bell. Phone call came in, saved my ass before I really start. I mean, come on. You take a vow. You take an oath to protect the Constitution, not run away. Fucking people in skinny jeans. Tank tops. Jesus Christ. It's fucking embarrassing, man. I'd be the first to say it, or the second. I'm not going to show. You're not being pro-law enforcement right now. We don't like you. Fuck off. That's not law enforcement. That's chicken shit bullshit. This is not a charity. They get paid for this shit, and they get paid well. Do your job. Go do something else. Pretty goddamn basic. Okay. In a continuation of that theme, well, Mr. Moore continues to come unglued. Come on, it's goddamn ridiculous, right? What's going on in this country? What has happened to this country? What the fuck happened? Let me take a drink before I lose my shit. The texts keep coming in, phone calls. Very interesting, by the way. A lot of information coming in. And I just keep it rolling. So I'd shut it off. I'll look at it later. Headline, Trump announces U.S. to designate Antifa as a terrorist organization filing violent protests. I have some thoughts on this afterwards. President Trump announced Sunday, blah, 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 U.S. government will blah, blah. This comes as Trump has blamed Antifa for riots taking place across the country in response to the death of George Floyd, the unarmed black man who died May 25th while in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. After an officer kneeled on his neck for more than 8 minutes in an incident caught on video, United States of America will be designated Antifa as a terrorist organization, Trump tweeted Sunday afternoon. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was less decisive in stating who was behind the looting, arson, and violence that has taken place, while he called rioters Antifa-like. During an appearance on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures, he said, It still remains to be seen exactly how the situation devolved from peaceful protest to something entirely different. Guys, listen. The FBI pays informants in all these extremist groups. Until that stops, don't expect anything to change. They can tag Antifa as a terrorist organization. It doesn't mean anything until people start getting prosecuted, until the FBI stops fucking around and trying to infiltrate these groups and pay people, pay their leaders. A lot of their leaders are paid and greased. They give information back to the feds. Could even make a case they may actually be working for the feds on certain ops. Until that stops, don't get your hopes up. You won't hear that anywhere else. For good reason. No one else has the balls or probably the knowledge to say that, but these guys, they got their hands in it, all the pies. The FBI. Okay, we'll just, I'm not going to get sucked into that story. I said my piece and we're moving on. You know, listen, I said earlier today on Twitter, Let me just pull it up so I don't sound like an idiot. I might sound like an idiot either way, but I think it's rather makes a lot of sense. Twitter, what a shithole. I had a talk with VM the other night. I said, I think certain people like us might be too smart to be on Twitter. It doesn't, you can't break through to these people on Twitter. You show them facts. People on our side, quote unquote, are on the right side. You show them facts. I get more props from people that are Democrats. Say, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I thought you were just a maniac, like a lot of these fools who are on the right wing and they're just dopes. But you make a lot of sense. I can't break through to a lot of guys on the right. They're like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. I mean, get the fuck out of here. What do you sell, dental floss? What the fuck do you know about Intel? Get out of here. Take a fucking walk. I said the president labels Antifa a terror organization. The FBI is in charge of investigating Antifa. FBI for years has paid informants inside Antifa. Maybe it's time to label the FBI as a terror organization. I followed up. You ballist gimps in Congress, call Ray and Barr to testify about how much money the DOJ spends on informants inside radical groups. You won't, because it's a massive scandal and reveals many times they are working for the government. Here we have it. Personal experience. Not being an extremist group, but knowing who butters their bread, so to speak, and how much bread they're getting. It's fairly impressive, some of these guys do very well for themselves. Headline, George Floyd protests, extremists causing riots, Minnesota officials say. This is going to be, these Minnesota guys, you want to believe them, the governor dumbass and mayor skinny jeans. What a combination. Wonder Twin Powers activate, form of a fuck stick, shape of a dunce. Drifting out of the shadows in small groups, dressed in black, carrying shields and wearing knee pads, they head toward the front lines of the protest. Helmets and gas masks protect and obscure their faces, and they carry bottles of milk to counteract tear gas and pepper spray. Most of them appear to be white. Really? That's not what I saw in the video. They carry no signs and don't want to speak to reporters. Trailed by designated medics with red crosses taped to their clothes, these groups head straight for the front lines of the conflict. Who wrote this? This is like some fucking drunk Hemingway. Yo, E.E. Cummings, put down the witch hazel. This guy got all greased up. Oh. Night after night in this ravaged city, these small groups do battle with police and the National Guard, kicking away tear gas canisters and throwing back foam rubber projects. Throwing back foam rubber projects fired at them. Are you done with that project yet, Wilson? God damn it. I always like to fire a couple of projects back at my boss back in Citigroup. Around them, fires break out. Windows are smashed, parked cars destroyed. The mayor and the governor say outside agitators are hijacking peaceful protests over the death of George Floyd and literally fanning the flames of destruction. Fanning the flames? They're fucking lighting the flames. I don't get... What is the name of this? Hold on. Yeah, I think whoever got this, whoever wrote this, knocked off that liquor store that burnt down, and they got a free case of White Claw, and then fired up the electric typewriter at some dingy Motel 6. Experts say things will likely get worse in Minneapolis and in other cities, seeing similar peaceful protests that turned violent, like Los Angeles, Louisville, Kentucky, Des Moines, Iowa, Detroit, Atlanta, and Washington, D.C. What about Philadelphia? How dare you besmirch my city that's burning to the ground? You Midwestern hayseed. The real hardcore guys, this is their job. They're involved in the struggle, said Adam Lagat, a former British Army counterterrorism officer who now works in security consultant specializing in crowd management. This fucking guy know about what's going on in Minneapolis. Hello, Governor. These guys are really, it's a job. They're involved in a struggle. Huh? Governor. Any protests on the street to give them cover to move in. That's more Australian, I think, than British, but who gives a shit? We have probably more listeners in Australia than Britain, so that's a shout out to them. Although we do have a lot of listeners in Britain. I'm sorry, okay, I didn't make fun of tea and crumpets, but I can if you get pushy. Who cares what this guy in the UK says? No offense, Adam Legat. Hello, Governor. We got to find out where the hell this is from. I guess it doesn't matter. It'll be on the More Pain link we figured out. More Pain link on True Pundit with all the stories. We post the full stories in the links if you want to read them every day, along with the podcast at the top. However, a civil arrest list provided by the public information officer of the St. Paul Police Department shows 12 of the 18 people arrested from Thursday through Saturday were from Minnesota. Five of them are from St. Paul. Three are from Woodbury, part of the Twin Cities metropolitan area. Two from Minneapolis. Blah blah blah. You get the gist here. The same. I don't know if it says it here, but we did a story. I don't really care what this guy from Britain says. The guy's fucking another world away. So we don't need any. I don't really care what he says. Neither should you, I guess. That's what I'm basically saying. Let's get to one where we moved the story this weekend. We're the only people to do the story. Even the president was retweeting this Minnesota governor's bullshit and mayor skinny jeans about saying that 80% of the people in Minnesota and Minneapolis were outside agitators. It's not true. Let's see what we came up with. Yeah, we moved on Saturday. It did really well. Overwhelming majority of people arrested in connection with the Minneapolis unrest have Minnesota addresses. A search of online Hennepin County jail log shows. We just went to the jail logs. Of the 45 people arrested for rioting on Friday, unlawful assembly, stolen property, burglary, or robbery, on May 29th and May 30th, so far, 38 of the 45 had Minnesota addresses, according to publicly available jail records. Jail logs contradict claims made by Minnesota Governor Walz and the mayors of St. Paul and Minneapolis, who said the majority of the violent protesters were from out of state. Liars, you be lying. I mean, come on, man. And I said early in the morning Saturday to a response from the president's tweet, I said, I'd like to see the list of the people arrested. But Mayor Skinny Jeans isn't going to release it, so his claims can be verified. Don't take the word of the soy latte in Minneapolis. I was right. After that, I said, let's get the numbers. Let's go get the numbers and see if the old man is right again on a Saturday. Doesn't the fucking world know and these gutter snipes understand that I'm supposed to cut the lawn today? I have to go babysit these fucking weirdos in Minnesota. I get one goddamn deer tick, you're gonna see some trouble in Minnesota. I have to put out another tip sheet, the PD. Oh man. Yeah. So 38 of the 45 in Minnesota were from Minnesota, arrested in Minneapolis. It's stupid. It's a straw man argument. Obama used to do that. Just make shit up, wild shit up. And people are like, oh yeah, that sounds legitimate. I don't know. There's a lot of people coming. I saw foreign actors. That's what the Mayor Skinny Jeans was saying. There's foreign actors coming in here. How the fuck did foreign actors get to Minnesota in a day and a half? A rowboat? What are you talking about, foreign? I don't even know what they're talking. The guy's talking about it. But the arrest records don't bear that out. It's insane. It's insane. We have to skip around here because we're behind, I guess. We have a lot of stuff to do, and we're 42 minutes. Just so much going on, and I don't feel like sticking to a script. U.S. food prices see historic jump and are likely to stay high. Overall, the cost of these fucking soy weirdos, they just bother me. It's just, you're such a wimp. You're such a wimp. How did you get there? My God. I'm telling you, half the time I think these people are put there on purpose for when, and this stuff is like planned, so they just stand down because they're like, oh man. I'd be out cracking fucking heads. I don't care what color you are. You fuck up in my town, you get a contusion. That's what lawyers are for. You want to try to burn somebody's business down or somebody's home? Okay. Why do we buy all this stuff, all this police gear and stuff? Why do we fund these tanks and these APCs and all this stuff and the guns and the vests and the training? If you're going to run away when shit happens, the hell is that about? Tell you what it's about. They're standing down on purpose. These guys could roll these guys. It's tough to watch. It's tough to watch police run away. It's you know, you would have thought, let's just put it out there, right? You would have thought this stuff would happen under Obama, not under Trump. Stuff is happening under Trump. Some of the things that we feared that would happen under Obama are happening now. It's like the world is upside down. How is that even possible? How is that even possible? So you have to start thinking about this stuff. I know the president's thinking about it. He's got an election coming. Good luck winning an election with street riots and unemployment. Maybe that's the whole point of this. Got to be more slick. He needs better people around him. The people he has around him are idiots. Simple as that. Idiots with no experience. Much like the fools that we have to jockey with on Twitter every day in journalism. Complete fucking hammerheads. That's what he's surrounded by as well. I feel bad for him. I really do. Whoever is advising him on hirings and my God, I should be the first fucking person out the door. It's so bad. It's really sad in a number of ways. We saw that with Fauci and Burks and Redfield. The fact that they were even in the White House on the coronavirus task force is alarming, to say the least, with their history of corruption. U.S. food prices see historic jump and are likely to stay high. I can't stay on topic today. I'm sorry. Overall, the cost of food bought to eat at home skyrocketed by the most in 46 years. analysts cautioned that meat prices in particular could remain high as slaughterhouses struggled to maintain production levels while implementing procedures intended to keep workers healthy. That'll be the next thing the Minnesota PD will say. If you can get your hands on some of those dead carcasses of animals they had to destroy, tumble those from your roof on top of the looters. And there's nothing like a flying pig that will scare the shit out of a looter. It's, why not? Throw it in a tip sheet. It's better than half the other stuff they had on there. Tumbling livestock, I mean, that's taking it up a notch. If your neighbor's not throwing partially animal parts from processing plants off of his house, well, then they're not going to mess with the guy who does. I told you, Jim, to get yourself some pork parts. Jesus Christ. Are you in there, Jim? The lights are still off. While price spikes for staples such as eggs and flour have eased as consumer demand has leveled off, prices remain volatile for carrots, potatoes, and other potatoes. How dare you besmirch the Irish and other produce because transportation issues and the health of workers who pick crops and work in processing plants. Hey, yep. Hey, Mayor Skinny Jeans, if there really are foreign actors and they're coming from Ireland, can you tell them to bring potatoes? There's a shortage. Get some Irish potatoes, for fuck's sake. Big fluctuations in food prices began in March when the coronavirus pandemic began to sink in for U.S. consumers. The Labor Department reports that 2.6% of a jump in April food prices was the largest monthly increase in 46 years. Prices for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs increased the most, rising 4.3% in that time, although the 2.9% jump in cereals and bakery products wasn't as steep. It was still the largest increase the agency has recorded. Another blow to the Irish. Lucky Charms is up 2.9%. It's a conspiracy from the Captain Crunch cartel. Where's Corn Pop when you need him? We got him out here somewhere, right?
You may cut
That's
me,
not
man,
the one.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
You know, I was thinking about Mayor Rizzo. The hobos had surrounded the statue of Mayor Rizzo in Philly yesterday or the day before. And I said, are they going to take down the mayor? That thing weighs so much. It's such a big statue. And I was thinking about, let's hear from the Mayor Rizzo.
You're a crumb creep coward. You're a real crumb bum.
That's what Mayor Rizzo and his statue from the great beyond was saying to those people around him. That's Mayor Rizzo from Philadelphia, former police commissioner. Oh, my God. If Rizzo was in, the streets would be clean tonight. They might be a little red, but there wouldn't be anybody on them. The only people on the streets would be people with bleaches and hose and brooms cleaning up what was left of the protesters. Not so much today, huh? Philadelphia is in ruin today. Unbelievable. This wimp down there, this shanty fucking Mayor Kinney, and this dope of a Governor Wolf, and the district attorney in Philadelphia, guess what? Guess who got him elected? Soros gave him over $1 million to his campaign, got him in. He's a communist. The DA's a communist. That's called basically for the heads of the cops on a stick. Unbelievable. I told my wife it's a great time to buy the in-laws a weekend in Philly. You can get it really cheap. Bring him in. We even pay for the flight. Let him fly coach. Put him up at the Ritz in Philly. It's a one-way ticket. What the hell kind of vacation? You won't be coming back. You think I'm kidding? I say shit like that all the time. Uh, Dairy and related products and fruits and vegetables increased by 1.5% in April. Egg prices also reached an all-time record of more than $3 a dozen in late March. But they've since fallen to less than a dollar. Where can you get it? Where can you get a dozen eggs for a dollar? I don't know about that. April retail prices for boneless pork chops and ham were nearly 6% higher than in March. This is the meat channel now. Retail prices for hamburger and sirloin steak were about 4% higher. The price for a whole fresh chickens rose by more than 12%. Bad news for Jake and Elwood Blues. Some grocery store prices jumps were because of people stocking up when the coronavirus first arrived, but even as some prices have dropped, the cost of produce such as potatoes, onions, and carrots have remained above last year's prices. Much of the increase appears to be because more people are cooking at home. Yeah, I wonder why that is. Why would more people be cooking at home? That seems like... because they're not allowed to fucking go anywhere else. For garlic, most of which is imported from China, a 278% price increase from a year ago is largely due to a sluggish supply chain in China. Given that the percentage of Americans' paychecks that go toward food has declined over the past 50 years, how about the past 50 days? Forget about 50 years. Many people can likely handle the recent price increases, especially the people who have no income. But the coronavirus also has pushed roughly 41 million Americans out of work, and for them, even a small price hike can be troubling. Yeah, I'd say so. Oh, don't worry about it. The warlord has spoken. The director of the World Health Organization, Warlord Tedros. You won't believe this fucking story, okay? You're not gonna believe this one. This one's out of control. Out of control. Based on everything we were told and all being good boys and girls out there listening to what the government tells you to do, that's the first fucking mistake. And some of you dummies who haven't figured it out yet, figure it out. You just lived it. You just lived deceit. Trying to do the right thing and listen to the government. Where'd that get you? Bankrupt. And foreclosure. World Health Organization. Healthy people should wear masks only when taking care of coronavirus patients. This is fucking crazy. These criminals said everybody wears a mask. And then Fauci the ferret parroted that. Then he changed his mind and he went back to... why are we all still wearing masks? I was out tonight. I saw a guy driving in a car. He had the mask on, a wife beside him, and two kids in the back. What's this fucking guy's story? Yeah, get in, kids. Dad, why have the mask on? I'm not getting sick from you little bastards. Honey, I think you should take... shut up, woman. I could die from you. What was that guy thinking about? The World Health Organization is recommending healthy people, including those who don't exhibit COVID-19 symptoms, only wear masks when taking care of someone infected with the contagion, a sharp contrast from the advice given by American public health officials who recommended everyone wear a motherfucking mask. Whoops. That wasn't in the story. My bad. If you do not have any respiratory symptoms, such as a fever, cough, or runny nose, you don't need to wear a mask. Dr. April Baller, a public health specialist for the World Health Organization, says in a video on the World Health Body's website posted, masks should be only be used by healthcare workers, caretakers, or by people who are sick with symptoms of fever and cough. So it's okay for those fucking people to go out of the house, infect all of us. But the healthy people have to stay home, okay, and wear a mask. That makes a lot of goddamn sense. The recommendation has not changed and differs from the Center for Disease Control, which urges individuals to wear a mask or face covering in public settings, regardless of infection or not, to limit the spread of the virus. Also important to wear that mask when you're looting or burning down a building. Or dragging cops in the street, like I saw yesterday in Chicago. Cops literally being dragged through the street. Or is it dragged through the street? I don't give a flying fuck what it is, English-wise or grammar-wise. It's disturbing. See, police officers dragged through the street. Mayor Beetlejuice over there, she doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. Cops being dragged through the streets in Chicago, who had, what, I think it was 45 shootings this weekend. Just going rough numbers. Who gives a shit? 45 shootings and I think 12 fatalities. Not related to the riots. The peaceful protests. I'm so sorry. I love a peaceful protest when the cops get drugged down the street. That's always, that puts the peace in peaceful protest. It should put the fucking, where's my peace? Where's my peace? Where's my service revolver? That's the peace I'd be, if I was getting dragged down the street, that's the peace I'd be worried about. Baller. I'm not going to make fun of the name. It's too easy. Baller noted that masks can give people a false feeling of protection. Especially if you're running from an inferno. And noted that sick individuals should never wear one to prevent transmitting the virus to others. Did you just read that? Let's go back over. Baller noted that the masks can give people a false feeling of protection and noted that sick individuals should wear one to prevent transmitting virus to others. Okay, I think I read it wrong. Disregard. I can't even... Why are we wearing masks? Why are people still wearing masks out there like fucking robots? It doesn't do anything. Mikovits, Dr. Judy Mikovits, I talked to other doctors. They're like, why would you wear... That's insane. It's hard to breathe in a mask, first of all. I saw a guy the other day running full speed down the street, like jogging in a mask. I'm like, dude, it's great that you're in shape. Knock yourself out. Drop the mask. I don't get it. You know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is. There's just some dumb fucking people in this country. That's going to be my new theme. Anti-corruption and anti-stupidity. I see them on Twitter. They send me notes all the time, people. You don't know what you're talking about because I read on this other site that I'm like, I've been getting really just more down to, no, you're fucking stupid after 3 or 4 like messages to them. And finally I say, you know what? I'm not even talking. I can't help these people. They're dumb people. They're dummies. We have a lot of dummies in this country. There's one thing to be ignorant and want to learn and want to better yourself. There's one thing to be so stone cold stupid that you think you know everything. Those people are fucking dangerous because they don't know anything. And they gravitate toward these grifters on the internet that don't know a fucking thing either. It's like a cult of stupidity. That would be the name of my new book. Cult of Stupidity. These people they can't be helped. They can't be helped. And I have no fucking patience for them. I don't know if you picked that up yet, but and they're part of the problem we're in the situation that we're in. They're useful idiots. Not to me, by the way. Update. Security officers gunned down at Oakland Federal Building. DHS official calls gunman an assassin. DHS is on it. Let's see. Tensions began to soar on the streets of Oakland Friday night. A gunman opened fire. You probably didn't even read about this because it's in Oakland. You know, there's so many cities. It's insane. And I don't think it's going away. A gunman opened fire on 2 Federal Protection Service officers posted at the city's federal building, killing one of them and sending the other to the hospital with critical injuries. The vehicle approached the building. The statement read, an individual inside the vehicle began firing shots at contracted security officers for the Federal Protection Service for the Department of Homeland Security. One officer was killed and another officer injured. This is from CBS San Francisco. Why can't they just say drive-by shooting? That seems to sum it up a lot better than all this fucking mumbo-jumbo. The guy's got gunned down in a drive-by shooting. Some Poindexter wrote this. Doesn't even know what he's talking about. Yeah, that's... That's like terrorism, just rolling by, shooting at federal buildings and police and stuff like that. But, I mean, is anybody going to do anything about it? Is anybody going to do anything about it? That's the question. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. We'll get into that later. Not later tonight. We are at an hour and 2 minutes, and I am, what do we got left? Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah. Minnesota Public Safety Commissioner John Harrington says they've begun contact tracing arrestees. So when they arrest people, they backtrack. It's completely unconstitutional and illegal, by the way. But hey, don't let any of that get in the way when your city's burning to the ground. Remember they said the tweet? This is from Whitney Webb's page. This tweet is for all the people who said contact tracing was just for the virus. In the U.S., law enforcement's ability to track and surveil without a warrant is the worst it's ever been. And the FBI has a new pre-crime program. It's not about keeping you safe, and it never was. Yeah, you get arrested, they're going to see how all your associates were with these contact tracing apps, courtesy of Google and Apple, right? Here's my take on it. If you're at a motherfucking riot and you're partaking in it, and you're stupid enough to be filming it or even have your smartphone on you, again, you're one of these morons I'm talking about in this country. I know there's no school for criminals, but come on. Put a little thought into it. Don't roll with your smartphone. Stupid people. And also, this has to be illegal. I don't think this can be legal. We're going to use it for the virus. Oh, no, we're using it for law enforcement. You were near this guy, and he must be guilty, too. Kick his door in. Jesus Christ. Unbelievable. I'm going to wrap my smartphones up in a piece of foil and put them in the oven. This is the, we'll do one more, I think. What do we got? Let me see. We got so much to do this week. We talked about cops being drugged through the streets already. There's a lot of stuff I didn't get to, but it'll be in the More Pain story. Not More Pain, Pain in the Morning for today, Monday. It'll be in this story on True Pundit if you want to read the other stories. This one's fucking incredible. Minnesota Mayor Skinny Jeans, gives masks to crowding rioters after warning in-person worship would be a public health disaster. Before George Floyd died in police custody this week, triggering destructive riots as large crowds protested in Minneapolis, the city's mayor, Jacob Frey, or Frey, or Fuckstick, warned that allowing 25% capacity in churches would be a recipe in Minneapolis for a public health disaster due to the coronavirus. A public health disaster? You're fucking mayor of an ashtray now. Congratulations, pal. Your city is an incinerator. Now, as his city is overwhelmed by crowds causing Okay, who wrote this? This is Fox News. Listen to this bullshit spin. You got to be able to pick up bullshit spin when you see it. Listen to this fucking vanilla pussy spin. Sorry for my language. This is weaker. This line has more soy than the mayor of Minnesota. Now, as his city is overwhelmed by crowds causing property damage and clashing with police. Is that what we saw on television? Did we see property damage? Property damage is what we did at 14 on Halloween. If he didn't give us candy, 12, 13, 14. That was property damage. We might kick your fence over. We might tackle one of your statues in the yard. Right? If you had some decorations up, we might dropkick them. That's property damage. Minor, right? These guys burnt down buildings. They torched the entire city. That's not property damage. Chicken shit fucking journalism. Fry's own government said that it's giving out masks to rioters, even though the state has prohibited gatherings of 10 or more people because of the pandemic. Isn't there a shortage of PPE? Where did this butterstick come up with PPE to hand out to criminals? What is going on in this fucking country? When would this insanity end? This is getting fucking stupid. Fry, and they put these stories on here to send me over the goddamn edge. Fry in a... Oh, you're swearing too much. Get out if you don't like it. Fry, in a plea for peace Thursday night, noted that his government was giving face masks to rioters in an effort to slow coronavirus spread. How about some fucking water to slow the spread of a goddamn city that's an inferno? The city encourages... Is this what this dummy said? The city encourages everyone to exercise caution to stay safe while participating in demonstrations. Are you... This guy's for real. He's worried about coronavirus when you're sitting... You can't help a guy like this. He's a complete fucking cement head. He's a puppet. He's a dummy. He's a cardboard prop. The city has made hundreds of masks available to protesters this week. What about dentists who need them? It's okay if you burn down our city. In fact, we're going to help you conceal your face. Why don't you just have people line up and hand everybody 10 grand cash if they don't break anything? Would be cheaper. According to Waltz's latest order, Waltz, somebody ought to waltz this fool right out of the governor's mansion. Gatherings of more than 10 are prohibited. People must telework if they can. How do you telework in Minneapolis now when they burnt the fucking city down and the phone lines are on the ground because they got singed? We can't get any internet here. This is the worst internet during an inferno I've ever had to experience. Don't worry, they're giving out free masks. It's okay. Just give out me a free mask so I can choke myself if I lived out there. Jesus. Telework is being encouraged by the governor, even for critical businesses. Retail stores may only have 50% capacity. There are no more retail stores. There's less than 50% of the building left. Unless you bitches are running a beer garden, none of your... buildings have roofs anymore. They've been torched. What is this guy talking about? In Minneapolis. Outdoor gatherings are drive-in only. You're not kidding. And pools are closed to everyone except for youth programs. the pools might be the only safe place when the town goes up in flames. You can't. These people are stupid. Think of my grandparents and their grandparents and their parents and their grandparents. 3-4 generations back. They're rolling in their graves, man. I don't know where any of this is headed. I just know that I can pick up patterns and things. I know that it's going to be, I said for the last several weeks, and people are saying, you're stoking fear. You're stoking fear. It's unwarranted. I said, there are dark days ahead. I know what I'm talking about. This was weeks ago. We're there. The imagery is startling. That's coming through your smartphones, screens, your computer screens, and your television screens. Startling. Do this again tomorrow. We got a good podcast on Wednesday, the big podcast. We'll do more pain Tuesday night on patreon.com/truepundit. And as a shout out to everybody out there on patreon.com/truepundit and on subscribestar.com/truepundit. And if I ever had a script, I would remember all these things on a regular basis, but I go without a script and I just read. There's no script. So we appreciate your support there, and it means a lot. It is June 1st. So if you want to sign up, the beginning of the month, it's a good time to sign up and support us. And we do appreciate it, as I've said. And I say that on a regular basis, number one, because I want that to grow so we can do more things here with this. And so this will grow. So I think we have a different and important slant and take on the news that you're not getting anywhere else. You should, but people just... They don't. You understand. Most of these people are bought and paid for. Even on the right, it's frustrating to watch. Many of them have been fueled by our information and our intelligence for a long time. So the podcast throws a monkey wrench into the program because now we're breaking news on here and they have to cite us. Otherwise, I'm going to sue their little asses into a fucking hole in the ground. So... we appreciate it. We'll be back with pain in the morning on Tuesday and then more pain tomorrow night, Tuesday night on patreon.com, subscribestar.com. And that's going to be a good show. And on Wednesday, I got a Navy SEAL coming in. Talk about some interesting things going on now. And likely we'll shoot the shit on what just happened over the weekend and some other things happening in the intel community as well. So it's going to be this guy has been through the ringer, man. You want to talk about perseverance. You want to talk about toughness. You want to talk about dealing with the adversity. It's what a timely issue, man. Timely issue. A real badass, a real tough guy, and a real just a man's man and a guy that you can look to for some inspiration in tough times. And we are in fucking tough times. Don't kid yourself. And they're going to say a prayer for this country, man. Even if you don't believe in that, it can't hurt. See you tomorrow. Take care. God bless.